Space. There's a lot of it. Planets. Asteroids. Moons. Stars. All sorts of crap out there just floating around. Cosmos, the stranger it becomes. And the really creepy part is that's where the Earth is. It's time for the IVTU to gaze into a galactic neighborhood and figure out what's what. Welcome to Idiots in Space.
Honeycrisp apples.
They're the superior apple by
this
far.
Is breaking so many broadcasting rules by eating these apples. But
it really is. This is a big faux pas, but I don't even care.
And we're done. After these, there's not gonna be more chewing.
It's not gonna be a thing.
We're not just gonna chew. There are people that
like that whispering. Have you heard about those people?
Yeah, I kinda used to be one of those people.
Really?
Doesn't have to be women, you know, Greg.
Really?
It's just the whispering. Everyone thinks it's a weird sexual thing, but it's not necessarily.
That's what all the weird sexual people say.
Okay, I mean, I might have, like, jacked off to it, like, once or twice, but, you know, it's totally not.
In a totally normal way.
In a totally normal. Very normal.
Yeah.
But back to apples.
Dude, those are fucking good.
Fucking
if we
delicious.
Could get a Honeycrisp sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'd be good to go.
I wouldn't know who you contact about that, but like, God.
I mean, we're in Apple Country.
We are in Apple Country.
You know,
we
can Northwest
Applecast. Yeah,
I think that's already a thing. Proprietary.
Yeah, probably, I'm sure proprietary. I'm sorry, don't sue us.
So what's are we going somewhere today?
The Kia Rio. I know. I mean, you're kind of confused because I left everybody hanging at the end of our last Idiots in Space, which is what we're doing. Tonight we're journeying into.
Oh, we're going back to space.
We're in space.
Oh,
it's
we
kind
are.
Of like this is kind of a different continuum. It's like that Star Trek. You know, we get into that. This is an alternate universe. Craig and Spencer that are out in their Kia Rio riding the waves of the galactic.
It's a space Kia Rio.
Right.
It's not just a regular Kia Rio, but it's a space Kia Rio.
I looked up Kia Rio on the computer the other day. People are super into them.
Looks like a reliable car.
It is. I think it's fine for the inner solar system.
Yeah.
We might have to upgrade maybe to like the SUV version, a Kia or something.
A Hummer.
For later on. Mm-hmm. And I really wish we could get someone that had a little bit of like Photoshop that they could get a Kia Rio in some space shots. That'd be an amazing thing that I would love. But anyway, that's just like a production note. We'll probably leave that in because we're lazy, but you know. tonight is Hit or Shit, and we're going to do...
I thought it was Idiots
in Space. Not Hitter. Oh, it is Idiots in Space. What am I doing? It's Idiots in Space, and we're going to talk about... And the reason why you're confused is because we didn't know if the asteroid belt or Mercury was closer. Turns out, you know, it took me a little time. My stone brain took a little while, but we figured it out. Mercury is definitely closer. So we turned the Kia Rio and headed towards the very innermost planet of our solar system, Mercury.
So we're doing a 180.
Doing a 180. We turned around from Mars and we're going back to Mercury. Hmm. And then next week we'll hit the sun.
Oh, shit.
Sun's going to be a big one, son.
Can you even really go there? I mean, I don't think we should go.
Well, we're
going
to go probably a really close orbit. It'll be like that one movie with that guy. It was a good movie. It was a science fiction movie about the people that were like on that sun farm or something.
What?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but it was a good one.
Oh, I do kind of remember that. It was kind of recent, right?
Made by a decent director, too. Mm-hmm. That's why I saw it, but I can't remember who the director was. I'm such a bad podcast host. Just don't know fucking jack about anything.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
Can't bring it up. There's like somebody named Chris in it. I feel like there's somebody named Chris in it.
Chris Pratt.
Maybe it's not Chris, the guy that played Captain America is in it.
Hmm. Yeah, not ringing any bells over here.
Anyway, maybe we'll come back to that in another time. Mm-hmm. So Mercury.
We're going to Mercury.
Going to Mercury.
Everyone's third favorite planet.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, my favorite planet is Earth. Because I kind of got some vested.
That's mainstream, Craig.
I know, but I got some investments in Earth, and so.
Oh my
god,
that's so passé.
And then my second favorite planet. Wow, what is my second favorite planet? Huh. I don't know if I've really ranked my planets.
I think Jupiter is my second favorite.
Okay.
I haven't been there yet. Second, but you know.
I really like Saturn. I'm really like that pretty cliche one, but I think Saturn is a really cool one.
It's pretty cool.
I would have said Jupiter probably would be my third after that, because I think that's really been interesting.
It looks like a party.
I've been in love since that comet broke apart and went into Jupiter and all the explosions.
Oh, I don't know that I've seen that.
That was in the 90s or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
We'll have to research that when we go there.
We'll talk about it when we go
there.
So
what's the deal with Mercury? Isn't it just like a little ball of rock?
It is. It's just like a little ball of rock kind of circling the sun, and that's it.
Do they have like a Five Guys there or anything?
No, they got nothing. But it's not as bad as we originally thought. Originally we thought that Mercury didn't rotate. So there was a side that was just constantly scorched and a side that was in constant black, just super cold. Mm. Turns out that that's not the case, but that took a little bit of trying to get to the point that we could figure out that it did rotate. Mercury is a pretty cool planet in a lot of ways. It's got frozen water on it, for one thing, that I never knew that about it, because it has some really deep craters. It's really been hit, and there's some really deep stuff that has at the bottom of it, they know, frozen water, and also at the pole, and I guess an area where it never quite gets light out, there is frozen water there as well. Hmm. Which is amazing that that can exist that close to the sun.
All of a sudden, it seems like frozen water is not that big of a rarity.
Right.
It seems to be on all of the planets that we've visited thus far.
And if you think about it, in those craters, there's a place where there's frozen water that is going to be like negative 270 degrees. And then there's the surface that varies between, you know, sub-zero and like super hot. Wow, I don't even know. I'll figure that out here and give everybody how hot it is.
Super
there.
Hot.
Are you bringing up some Mercury facts on the old monitor?
I do. I've got the Kia
Rio plug-in.
Yeah, my little
space monitor.
Mm-hmm, my little iPad, my Kia Rio space iPad. yeah. So, according to Wikipedia, Mercury is the smallest and innermost planet in the solar system. I think that's smallest since Pluto got kicked out, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, because that was the smallest before.
It's a rocky planet.
It's rocky. It's got an orbital period around the sun of 87.97 days. So shorter years. So it's hard to get stuff done on Mercury.
It's got a very weird orbit around the sun where it's very elliptical.
Huh.
Where at times it's very far away from the sun and other times it's very close to the sun. So if you're watching the sun from Mercury, at times the sun will seem to stop in the sky, go backwards, and then go forwards again.
Whoa.
Just as the way, like the rotation yeah. of the planet is such that in the way that it moves around the sun is such that it really plays with the optics as far as on the surface, which is really cool.
That's bizarre.
What else? We're not going to find much life there, probably. You know, I think it's probably
well. I mean, there is some frozen water.
Yeah. I guess as I was saying, you know, at the bottom of those caves, it's really cold. At the top of those caves, it's really hot. There's got to be a little layer in there that things are of a temperature to which life could maybe grab a hold, you know, if there was the pieces in place already. Seems unlikely, you know, just to start out that way. But possible, I guess. Or we could, you know, sneak in there and build a little space cave.
Hmm.
You know,
a little secret base.
Just park the Kia Rio and just build a little Idiots Discuss the Universe Mercury space cave.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Seems like we'd need some special materials. Maybe need to hit up old Mr. Elon.
Yeah, Mr. Elon Musk. Maybe yeah. He would send us some. But I don't know. It seems like it's just kind of pretty hot.
Yeah, you know, summers in Mercury, killer.
I just don't think that I could probably.
I'm always schwitzing, you know. Yeah,
I just don't have it in me.
I'm sweating. I'm pouring out goo out of every orifice. Summers in Mercury, not for me, my friend.
Mercury's pretty amazing, though, that we can see it from the Earth.
Oh, you know, yeah.
I find that amazing because it's so close to the sun. And you would think that you could only see it when the sun was out. You know, that it would only be visible at the same time that the sun is out. And that's generally true. But you can see it, like, in the morning, just right at the horizon at certain times. It'll peek out, and it's super bright.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Is it red? What color is it?
It looks like a star. It's kind of like a star color. I don't remember there being, like, I remember somebody pointing it out to me when I was a kid, though. And it is, like, really cool.
Yeah,
right at sunrise.
Like, that's Mercury right there.
Because that's just the planet just barely peeking up before the sunlight hits. That's so cool to think about.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Mercury over the horizon.
But I don't think that people are terribly, like, revving up to get to Mercury to do much anything, you know?
I mean, aren't there some, like, precious metals or something?
I'm sure.
Is it really just a big old ball of cement, you know?
It's got a magnetic field. That's something that people like in a planet.
Yeah, usually they've got those.
Yeah, it's pretty weak one. You know, I don't think that it really keeps out a whole lot of the solar particles and stuff that are just constantly blasting it. But yeah, you know, I mean, it goes around the sun really fast. That's kind of cool. Wow. I mean, like, it's Mercury.
I mean,
it rotates the sun in the way that the Earth the moon rotates the Earth. That's interesting.
Okay. So it's kind of like a moon for the sun.
Yeah.
It's like the sun's moon.
Yeah. I mean, it does rotate, but it does kind of have that same sort of qualities to it. Man, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what else to say about the Kia Rio. I mean, I think I feel like we need to set the coordinates for the heart of the sun with the Kia Rio.
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Just until we're a little blip on the surface.
Because there's not much to see on Mercury, I don't think.
No, it doesn't appear so. I mean, it's apparently it's named after Mercury, the Roman god.
Which is my favorite Roman god.
Is it really?
Oh,
He's the god of financial gain. Eloquence, messages, communication, travelers, boundaries, luck, trickery, and thieves.
Yeah, in the novel that I wrote, Hermes, which is
the STD,
the Greek version of Mercury, is one of the main characters of the book. Yeah.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. God of messengers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the guy with the little feet.
The winged hat. Like, you know, like the Flash is kind of like a remnant of Mercury or Hermes, you know.
Interesting.
And he's also like kind of he's all tied in. There's another Hermes they're always confused. Sometimes they are melded together, but there's also the Hermes of like the what are they called? The Emerald Tablets of Hermes, if you've ever heard of that in your conspiracy meetings.
No.
You should bring that up because that'll raise the pulse and people will enjoy that. But these are these lost writings of the great prophet Hermes, which is maybe a surrogate for Seth of the Egyptian gods, or Imhotep, the guy that supposedly designed all the monuments and all that sort of stuff, is all this same guy, this Hermes guy that wrote these emerald tablets that people periodically claim to find, but they usually just write them in their basement. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
But I guess, they're kind of done with Mercury.
I mean, do you know when it's going to be in retrograde? Because that is something that really affects my life.
That's a huge thing.
That's a big question. It affects us all.
Yeah, where it stops and it goes back. I don't know. I mean, I'm bracing myself. I'm constantly in state of terror about retrograde. Can you look that up?
Yes.
It's probably a while. It just got done with being in retrograde, I think.
November 16th to December 6th. Fire sign Sagittarius.
Motherfucker.
Ends in water sign Scorpio. So you know what that means, right?
Yes. Kiss your children goodbye. It's all coming to an astrological end.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck it means.
We've escaped the astrological confines of Earth. We can just point the key or Rio however we want, and we got different signs. It's amazing.
It's true.
It's fantastic.
It's really nice and peaceful out here.
We can just set our poles where we want in the key or Rio.
That's right.
Yeah. With certain freedom out here.
I do kind of
alternate universe. Craig and Spencer got a freedom that those poor schmucks back at the IDTU studios just don't even understand.
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
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 Like smoking weed and shit.
Just being fucking wastes.
Speaking of which.
Do you want to smoke a little weed?
We should load a little bowl.
One thing I wanted to do, I forgot to bring down. I was going to mention it off air, but I'm going to mention it now. This is the stuff, and I noticed that as we do the podcast, that you're constantly playing with your beard.
I know,
you know, and I don't know if it's this is a habit or if the beard's like itching or it's kind of being funky or
it's
whatever.
It's a bit of both.
But this is the shit that I use. It's called this Beard Oil 25.
Whoa.
So try you take a pincher of that sort of stuff and put it in your hand, and then rub it through your beard and see what you think.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, we'll just try it out. And you can just get it at the store or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I just take a little pinch of that?
Maybe
more?
Two of those. Try one and then do another. You might break out in hives. That is a rare thing that happens.
All right, well, at least the beard will hide the hives.
Like one in three people.
Oh, it smells really good.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. I really like it.
It smells like the inside of a Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. We're getting even more ASMR
here. It makes it super lay down nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think I have really dry skin under my beard. Yeah. That's what the issue is. And then I play with it
puts oil in that hair, and then it really probably will help your skin too.
Oh my God, I feel like a fucking...
It's super nice, isn't it?
Calvin Klein model right now.
Yeah.
This is seriously, I'm shopping with my grandma on Macy's right now. This is
but
fucking
it's not
crazy.
Overwhelming.
No,
it's
no, no.
Not
I'm just when I go up close and smell my finger, smell my hand. Huh.
Yeah, but
it's
super cheap. It's $12.
Thank you.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm just letting you try it.
No, thank you for letting me try it. God damn it. I know you're not giving it to me. I know. You've already been so kind as to feed me with... Honeycrisp apples.
Yeah. And those little
the Apple of Kings.
It was the Apple of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
In the season of the Apple of Kings.
Yes. So they're just fresh. Nothing better.
Yeah. Nothing better.
Well, yeah. I've always been meaning to do that because, my beard has always been fucking itchy.
And you always have a beard. I mean, not always, but pretty
much. I have
it
a lot of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people have been like, I think you look really good with a beard. Right after I shave my face, they'll be like, you shaved.
I went over 20 years without never having shaved clean shaven.
Yeah.
I think the first time I went clean shaven, I was working at the...
Shit.
Yeah.
No way.
That might have been one of the first times.
Huh.
Yeah. It's amazing. I just never did it.
Yeah,
now I like to do it,
Yeah, I like switching back and forth.
But couldn't have paid me $1,000 to shave a mustache at one point in my life. There'd be just no way I would have ever done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's makeup for men,
makeup
the beard.
Yeah.
Beard, it's it makes your chin look bigger, what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Makes
it's,
you look
yeah,
like,
it's weird. Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of what makeup is for women.
Yeah, I think,
except
men like women that wear makeup, and most women don't like men with a beard.
That's not true.
I think most women don't. I mean, it's when I was coming up, that may have changed.
Beards
because styles.
Beards are hot right now. Facial
but
hair
back,
is...
back in my day, that was not the case. Mm. That was not a popular choice.
I think the trends have changed.
The goatee started it, and then like the beard. The goatee did start it. Don't mock the goatee.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mock the goatee.
Don't you dare.
Oh, okay.
Mock the goatee.
I take it back.
I could go. I'm sorry, goatee. I could go goatee at any point. Still.
You know what? Please.
And start wearing like sweatshirts with like flames on the sleeves.
Yes.
1994, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like those like glasses you could wear on the back of your head because you're a fucking rebel, like those sunglasses.
No fear, no fear gear, baby.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. I'd do some extreme sports, maybe. Fucking ditch this shit
and some rollerblading.
It's extreme sports.
Do it, Craig.
Yeah.
You know, because Mercury is just in retrograde.
Right. I can ditch this fucking Kia Rio and go do some extreme sports whenever I want. Just
go do them on Mercury.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
The gravity would be like 1/3.
You could fucking
get air like 1/3 of Earth's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you like just died of solar radiation poisoning,
some
wicked, you get some wicked air on some of those jumps.
Oh, so extreme.
Sweet.
Yeah. Think of all the half pipes and sick natural skate parks there are on Mercury.
Yeah. 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 Maybe that's what we should open is like a Mercury skate park.
One day. I have a feeling Five Guys is going to get there first.
Mm-hmm.
They always
That'd be
do.
Fine because you're hungry after skating.
That's true.
It's not like we're not going to welcome each other.
Yeah.
Five Guys needs to work on their fries, though. It's like a
Whoa.
Big... No, I'm sorry.
No,
you know,
it's all good.
I love the burgers. I love the burgers and I would go more. But I have gotten to the point that I go there for the burger and I go somewhere else for fries. Because the fries, the fries are such a big bag of mush that it's just almost makes
ball.
Me kind of a little ill thinking about it. But the burgers are fucking delicious, Five Guys. Applaud that.
Applause for your burgers.
Yes. And on that note, I think we should probably bid everyone a fine spacey goodbye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.